The following is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily those of Brewer Media Group.
It's time for the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour. Gain practical advice on financing, mortgages, small businesses, and life with Ben Phillips of Home Rage Mortgages and Sabrina Smedley of Sabrina Realty Associates. Learn the inside tips from two of the most successful entrepreneurs in the Chattanooga area. And now, here are your hosts, Sabrina and Ben.
And good morning and welcome to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. I am your host, Ben Phillips, along with my co-host, Sabrina Smedley. Good morning, Sabrina.
Good morning, Ben.
I am feeling peppy today.
I'm telling you. You are peppy. You're bouncing off the wall every Saturday morning. People think that this is probably animated and not for real.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they need to meet the real Ben Phillips because Ben is like this 24/7, bouncing off the walls, high energy, always gets his run in before he comes in here on Saturday morning.
Amen for that.
I mean, it's amazing. So you were sharing with me off the air. You kind of got some new energy, right?
Right.
Some new energy. I want to talk about that. But since we're going to talk about what you're doing, we have a special guest in the studios this morning. We have Jeff Hoffinger, and he's here, and we'll tell you in the next segment kind of what he's all about. But
I'm going to let Jeff come on in with us. Did he bring a guitar?
He didn't bring a guitar, so we'll shame on him.
I know. What's going on here?
I know. He missed the opportunity. We could have entertained our audience thoroughly this morning. So, but anyway, Jeff, we're going to go ahead and bring you in, even though this segment, we're not going to talk about what you're really here for, but you shared with us off the air that you've been eating healthy. So Ben was just saying, we could tell right off the bat, he has this new level of energy as he came in.
I didn't know it was
morning.
Possible.
And so he's just like, I feel so good and all this stuff. So for those listening, Ben, tell us what it is you're doing that makes you feel so energized.
Okay. Well, first of all, I hired a nutritionist about two and a half weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I figured, you know what? I can't get this excess weight off me. I need to give up. I need to put it in somebody else's hands.
Yeah.
And so I got a nutritionist. I got the best in the business. I got someone that's a real coach.
Yeah.
And the neat thing about this is not everybody can afford to buy a nutritionist. So guess what? I'm actually getting the information and then I'm giving it to all my employees.
That's awesome.
And now they're getting up at 5:30 in the morning with me and coming to work out. We had our first workout session earlier this week, at the beginning of this week. So so it's exciting because I've got eight guys at my office involved in this program, and I'm doing the heavy lifting on the payment to the nutritionist, but then we're all splitting the workout guy. And so we've got two people in our lives. We got the nutritionist and the workout guy. And what I found out, and this is an incredible topic for, you know, when it comes to real estate, we're all trying to live a healthy life financially. We're trying to get the perfect home. But what about the perfect body?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, our body is a very special place for us, and we need to treat it right with respect.
I'm impressed to hear this, and I'm impressed to hear that you're doing this with your workers and doing this in the workplace, because I know Home Rate Mortgage is really cranking it out when it comes to the number of loans you're doing. I know this month I called because I've been sending you guys a lot because we're cranking it out too. Yeah. It's unbelievable. The market's hot. You guys are doing 100 loans, I think, this month.
We certainly hope
so. So your employees better have some high energy.
I know.
They better be taking care of themselves physically.
I know. And I can't believe the number of people that got involved. But
what are you doing?
Here's the neat thing that I learned, and I want to share it with everybody right now.
Yeah.
So we all think that in order to get rid of fat, we have to starve ourselves.
That's exactly right.
I think it's a common, misconception.
Yeah, exactly.
The truth is you just got to eat smaller portions more frequently because it's like, you know, you don't want too much firewood on the fire because it smothers it out.
Right.
So you don't want to eat big meals. You just want to eat more frequent, you know, put a little good bit of wood on the fire. Boom, it starts burning brighter.
Exactly.
So you want this engine to burn bright. I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not an expert. Don't quote me, but guess what? I'm already seeing the results in just the second, third week.
It's very true. And I'll tell you this because I'll share from my own personal experience. I guess it's been about a year and a half ago or something. We were introduced to a book called Fast Metabolism. And this lady wrote this and she spent her whole life, she's a nutritionist, she spent her whole life just studying the body. And it's like you said, people think that the only way you can lose weight is to stop your intake of food, cut back. Well, what you do is you absolutely crash your metabolism. So when you go back to eat, that's why people that, you know, go on these starvation diets, they lose 20 pounds. Well, guess what? When they start eating food, they put the 20 back on plus 10.
Right.
You usually put back on what you lost plus additional weight. Well, she was saying the same thing your nutritionist told you. You need to eat. Now, you do need to eat healthy food, but you need to eat at least five times a day. So my husband and I did this about a year and a half ago. We did it for 28 days. Mark lost 35 pounds.
Holy cow.
And I just wanted to lose a few pounds. I lost everything then some, but I was exercising too. But like you said, the way I felt was what was amazing.
My body. And you can take that feeling, you can put it into your business, you can put it into your relationships, you can put it into your artistic
housework.
Yeah. It's an exciting springboard to get successful. And let's face it, that's what I've been doing. I've been a coach, I've been, you know, trying to help people grow. Been helping clients try to win on their mortgage loan.
That's awesome.
It you expend a lot of energy on that, and you know what? It's all about doing it right.
Well, speaking of winning, because we got a lot to come up in the show, and we'll get back to talking about eating healthy here in a minute, but we're going to cover a lot for anybody listening out there. This is the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9. We're going to have a packed show full of information. We love to inform our audience, educate them week after week. We're going to talk about how it may surprise you how schools play a major impact on how people shop for a home. We're going to share that information today. We're going to talk about mortgages and how important it is to shop around and what can happen if you fail to shop around to find out that you're getting the best mortgage. And if we get to it, because we got a lot to talk about, we may talk about downsizing your home wisely. But Jeff, our audience, Jeff, our guest today, he's here to, and he was just telling us on the break how he really eats healthy. And I think you said you're a vegetarian.
Yeah, I have been for about at least 30 years.
30 years.
That's amazing.
My advice is about health is what you don't eat.
Okay. What don't you eat?
Don't ever go into a fast food place, period.
But that's so hard, especially with the way that we live our lives.
It isn't easy. But you can do it, and you'll get used to it.
So what do you do? Keep a granola bar with you, an apple?
I usually do try to keep some fruit or something handy. One time we were down at Tybee Beach, and we were starving. We walk into this place, and we get some food. It was terrible. The place was called Earl's. Uh-huh. And we always refer to that, Earl's. No more Earl's.
Yeah.
So we always keep something in the glove compartment just in case we're really hungry. We're not going into an Earl's.
Okay.
But really, all the fast food is bad. I mean, I could say it just general. It's no good.
It's packed with GMO. It's fake. It's fake.
It doesn't matter whether it's Kentucky Fried or McDonald's. I wouldn't go into the place.
And the bad thing is a lot of parents do this because, you know, and I've talked to a lot of parents. Yeah, especially this time of year. The kids, you know, they just got back in school. They're doing sports. And everyone, you know, parents are running from work to pick the schools up, to pick the kids up from school and then to off to the sports and go until 9 or 9:30. What do you do?
Yeah,
how do you feed your kids healthy?
You got to put stuff in the house that they can enjoy eating.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what we got to do. We got to find more ambitious business owners to open up these healthy
That's
places
right.
that can be speedy, but it's all focused on healthy energy.
Well, you know, and I'll share this with you, Jeff. My husband and I tried the vegan thing, too. We did that for 3 weeks. Now, I'll be honest with you. We read a book that time about food to fork, and it was all about what's in meats, what's in this genetically modified vegetables and all this stuff. So we decided we were going to go organic and do vegan for about 3 weeks. Now, my energy crashed when we did that, and I had no energy whatsoever. And as a matter of fact, it's like you've heard of Adam and Eve. I was Eve in this instance. I said, Mark, can we go hit a buffet? I needed some energy, so we went
Golden
hit
Corral. Here we go.
So it was all me. You know, he was being good. I was Eve. I admit that. But what I read as I studied more is, there is kind of that time period where your body's so used to all this junk you put into it. And if you can get through that threshold of about 3 or 4 weeks, if you could just make it to the 5 or 6 weeks mark, when you go vegan, that's when the energy really kicks in and stuff. Did you realize that?
I never went vegan. I'm vegetarian.
Okay.
And you understand the difference.
Okay. No, I really don't.
Tell us.
I don't.
Oh, well, vegan means no eggs, no milk, no ice cream. nothing that came from an animal.
Okay. Period. All right. Yeah, I didn't realize
okay,
that.
Okay. So there is a big difference there. Okay. And I like ice cream.
Yeah, me too. And
that's my favorite thing in the universe.
Cheese. I got to have me some cheese.
Yeah, so all of that, all of that's out if you're vegan.
Yeah.
So where are we going now?
So vegetarian is just no meat?
No meat, no fish. Although I cheat every now and then to have a little fish because of certain things that you get from fish that
the
I think I should have. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can go to a place like Ruby Tuesdays or something like that and go to their salad bar mm-hmm. and eat healthy.
And just kill it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they got a good salad bar.
So what made you go vegetarian? Did something happen to your health or was
no, it was just, I don't know. I was just curious.
You just knew that you knew.
And, you know, there's a long curve in being a vegetarian in terms of learning how to cook, what to eat, what you can buy. And then, of course, you creep into the vegetarian organic thing, which gets a little more complicated. But have you noticed Walmart now is trying to compete with places like Earth Fair?
Yeah.
They've got all kinds of organic stuff there.
Yeah, they do.
Earth Fair's killing it.
They do.
They are killing it.
And it's smart for them because
it is.
I mean, this stuff I used to, well, like Costco, you can get lots of good organic things. We mm-hmm. shop there a lot. And now I see some of those Costco organic things at Walmart.
Yeah.
Cheaper at Costco. Excuse me. And I didn't mean to plug Costco.
You're fine.
But there's a curve. There's
it's
a learning
okay. I'll
curve.
Plug Sam's. I was just there this past week.
I was at Costco and Sam's this week.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
But, yeah. And you got to be willing to have a good cook in the house with an imagination. I happen to have
that,
one.
Yeah, and that's good. And see, that's the other challenge, though, is having the time. Sometimes to eat healthy, you have to put the time into it. You have to be intentional. But you know what we did this last time is we started cooking ahead. Like, we would double recipes, and we might cook three or 4 weeks worth
that's
and freeze it. And freeze it. You
yeah,
pull it out. That's what
it.
You got to do. You got to be smart about it, and you got to be intentional. But think about all the money you save, too, just from not eating out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, you're going to blow $40 or $50 every time.
Oh, yeah.
From Costco this weekend, I got 8 pounds of organic chicken, and I want to say it was like $12. Mm-hmm. Well, I cooked it all up last Sunday, and literally put it in baggies. And
that's
I put
smart.
About 5 baggies in the fridge, and I put one big baggie of about 4 or 5 or 6 pounds
yeah.
in the freezer, already chopped up into pieces. That's how you do it smart. That's how you save money. And you know what? Everyone brings up this, I got to save time stuff.
Yeah.
That's actually all we have is time.
Yeah.
We have time to do what we want to do in life. And it's funny
it's about
how we're saving so much more time cooking mm-hmm. that because you can buy a vegetable tray at your local grocery store for $12. You can nibble on it all week.
Right.
And it can be your side. And it helps you go that vegetarian style with your with your meat and a little bit healthier. I love it. It's exciting.
Well, I'm telling you, it's all about prioritizing and, you know, just being intentional about what you're doing and wanting a healthy life. So, and we've got to be healthy, Ben, because you and I, we're out there trying to take over Chattanooga
and
Hamilton County.
Not only take over, but inspire other people to step up.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And so we're going to be back and we will be talking some real estate mortgages today. It's not all about eating healthy. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Jeff Hoffinger in the exciting event he's got coming up here locally. We'll be back here in just a minute after the break.
Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. Families all over Tennessee are calling Home Rate Mortgage right now with these amazing 9-month low rates and paying off their high-interest credit card debt into one low fixed-rate mortgage payment. And check this out. We just helped a retired court reporter who lives in Ottawa. We paid off her mortgage and $7,000 in credit card debt and saved her family $400 per month while, get this, giving her $10,000 additional cash out for home improvements so that her grandson can live with her. It's easy, and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. And if you're at your desk like me, get a quick quote at homeratemortgage.com. Listen up, y'all. I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money, and if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. We just helped a North Georgia teacher. Her mortgage rate was too high. She had $31,000 in debt. She wanted to retire sooner. Many financial goals, folks, but she made the call to Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. We lowered her rate 1%. We paid off $31,000 in debt. We got her on the road to retiring faster. She saved her family $450 per month. The best part, she bragged about the Home Rate Mortgage experience. Folks, it's easy and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. There's no cost and no obligation. So why wouldn't you call? HomeRateMortgage.com, 805-9100, HomeRateMortgage.com.
Now back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. And you know what, Sabrina, we got our nutrition out of the way.
I know.
We talked about nutrition.
But you know, that is important.
It
that,
really is.
That, I mean, honestly, people need to be thoughtful about what it is they're putting in their body and how they're taking care of their bodies and everything, because the food that we're getting nowadays, it's so processed, it's filled with a lot of stuff that's not healthy for us. And I mean, people just don't think about that. And it's easy, because I was a single mom, as you know, and I had three kids that did all the sports. And we were running through a drive-through. I was running through Little Caesars getting their $5 pizza, and we're eating in the van going to the next event, because you know you didn't want your kids to be hungry. But it's true. It's, you know, you just gotta plan a little bit better if you take something with you. You know, take your little cooler with your.
We take a cooler just about everywhere we go.
That's
now.
Good.
Because fluids is the most important thing. And
that's,
you know,
good.
Hey, body, mind, and spirit, folks.
That's right.
You can't. How, if we're investing in real estate, for example, you know, if people get excited about investing in real estate, but how are you going to get to enjoy it if you don't have a good body?
Well, speaking of real estate, we do have a lot to cover in the show, but like we like to do every week, we like to have a special guest in to either promote their small business. We're all about promoting and supporting small businesses in our areas and helping them thrive. We want to do everything local, but we also like to promote any kind of activities. We've had, you know, folks from the Kiwanis and everybody on here. We like to talk about exciting things going on in our community, and that's why we have Jeff Hoffinger in the studios today. He's going to talk about something that he's doing now in the community, actually out at Heritage House, which is in our neck of the woods.
District
if you've
7.
Never been to, and it's actually called Jack Benson Heritage Park is the appropriate name. It's Jack Benson Heritage Park, right there in the heart of East Brainerd. It's our little pride of our community, the park we have right there in East Brainerd, located at 1428 Jenkins Road. I'm amazed. I was out there this past week, Jeff, at a Friends of East Brainerd meeting. And Chris Holly, who kind of heads up everything there,
she's
the overseer at the Heritage House. She was talking about all the exciting things and sharing with this group of all the things going on there at Heritage House. And I was blown away at everything. But anyway, you, Jeff Hoffinger, and Ryan Orr, I believe, and Ryan couldn't be with us this morning, but you guys are planning a concert out there. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And is your band called Generations, or where does this name come from?
This is where it comes from.
Okay.
Chris Holly.
Yeah.
You know about Chris Jones. There's two Chris's.
Oh, yeah,
there.
I know. Okay.
So Chris Holly, I had given the Chris's one of my CDs, just because I go there all the time to see the movies, which we should talk about.
Yeah, we will.
Okay. And anyway, I just gave it to them to hear, to share it with them. And she comes up with this idea. Hey, I'm going to set up something. I want you to come and perform here.
Okay.
And I'm going to set up a special night for you. And so we're talking about it. And you also know, I wrote this down so I wouldn't screw it up. There's a songwriters thing that happens there once a month. At any rate, I was there just as a listener, as an audience, and that's where I met Ryan.
Yeah.
And she said, hey, I'd like to do the same thing for Ryan. I said, we could do it together. And then immediately Chris Holly said, she saw the difference in ages, which is about 40 years.
So she came out with an
idea. She said Generations. And that's.
Yeah, because what is the age difference between you and Ryan?
He's 35, I think.
Okay.
I'll be 72 in January.
Wow.
Hot dang.
So are you guys doing two different, very different styles of music?
Right.
What is it you do? So yeah, well, we know you play the guitar.
Okay, well, it's a complicated answer, being that I started in the 60s, playing folk music, and now I'm playing stuff that's more like jazz oriented.
Okay. And I love jazz.
So it's everything in between. So I mean, I did,
so variety.
Yeah, I did like the folk scene in Greenwich Village, you know, during the mid '60s and all that, and you know, the early Dylan stuff and all of that kind of stuff, Joan Baez and all Peter, Paul, and Mary, you know, the whole bunch of stuff. And anyway, so I've come a long way from there. Not. Not separate from it, but just in addition to.
Yeah.
So my answer to your question wasn't too good.
It's okay. No, it's good. So for folks wanting something to do, this is a free event.
Yes, it's a free event.
And she was sharing with us it's alcohol-free, too, because there's a lot of folks. I mean, there is. There's a lot of folks that think, hey, I'd like to go hear music, enjoy myself, but I don't want to be in that scene
without all the riffraff.
Exactly, with all the riffraff, especially if you got small kids and stuff. So this is a concert you can go to. It's free.
Yes, it's free.
And it's alcohol-free, so you're very family-friendly.
The whole park is alcohol-free.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. And, you know, and it may be, you know, the families in East Brainerd, you guys are so blessed to have this place, this Jack Benson Heritage Park. But we just want all of Chattanooga to know, you're all invited.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just because it's in East Brainerd doesn't mean we're not inviting everybody.
Yeah.
Just recognize there's no alcohol.
Exactly. Period. And the performance is going to be on September 27th at 7 p.m. Is that correct? Inside.
Yeah. Inside of it.
Okay. So you guys will be performing start at 7 p.m. Is it just you and Ryan, or will there be
others? Well, actually, there's going to be, I had only learned about this recently, like an opening act, basically, of this, and it'll be some other generational thing, an accordion and a clarinet, I think. It should be very interesting.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think I got the two instruments right. And I do want to mention again, second Thursdays of each month.
Is this movie night?
No. Second Thursdays of each month is Songwriters Night.
Okay.
And there'll be four songwriters playing acoustically, taking turns playing songs. It's a free event, and it usually runs about, it could run 2 hours. They each play four songs.
Okay.
And it's very easy, friendly, chit-chatting evening.
But yours is going to be on Friday, September 27th at 7 p.m. So if you're listening, it doesn't matter what part of town you live in.
Right.
Heritage Park is very easy to find right there in the heart of East Brainerd, 1428 Jenkins. If you want to bring the family, even the kids out, alcohol-free, family-friendly event. If you want to hear some good music, sounds like music from all eras.
Right. And Ryan, I don't know if you've heard any of his music.
I haven't heard Ryan.
He's an extraordinarily talented man.
Well, I'm going to have to come out. Now, there's a lot going on at Heritage Park. So I know there's movie night. And she was even sharing with us, Chris was sharing with us this past week, that they usually get about 40 people. She said usually it's more packed than the movie theater. But to come out and see the movie. So what's going on with that? Have you been involved with that?
I try to never miss one of the movies. As a matter of fact, Gaslight is going to be there, and I think that's the next movie coming up. And of course, it's free. Not only is it free, Chris Holly makes everybody some popcorn and lemonade.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That's awesome.
You can't beat that.
What an incredible city we live in.
Yeah, it's really great.
And I tell you, the Friends of East Brainerd are jump-starting again. They had new leadership and stuff, but they were just talking about all the events that they're going to be planning. We do the tree lighting, and Ben, I think you've been to that. Now, that's coming up December 7th. And I'm telling you, Jeff, if you've never been to that, this is always traditionally, this will be our third year because we were rained out last year.
And where is this done?
This will be done right there on the grounds of the park. And what we do is awesome. We do it every year right after November. So it's a neat way to come out. It's a free event. It's a neat way to come out and kind of ring in the Christmas spirit. And what we do is we have students from all of our local elementary schools come and they sing Christmas carols. It's huge.
That sounds great.
The last year we did it, we had about 5,000 out there. We were packed.
It's like New York City's lighting of the, you know, Christmas
Rockefeller Center.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so we've got a tree out there, and the whole community goes out. and we sing Christmas carols together. We give out hot cocoa and cookies. It's just a really neat way. And then next year they'll be doing Bark in the Park and a go back to school event out there. So there's a lot of exciting things happening out that park.
But if you have small children, you are missing out if you haven't been to Heritage Park.
Oh yeah.
Your kids can roam free, you know. It's in the city, but it's like a beautiful countryscape.
Yeah. And it's beautiful to see the kids in the water over there.
There's a beautiful little slow moving creek. Yeah. Usually slow. And yes. So they play in that creek and all that, and it's just like nice rocks to jump on. It's so cool. And then you got the you got the swing sets and all that.
Exactly. Walking path.
By the way, the Kiwanis are working out there to upgrade that playground. They have partnered with the city, and they are doing a lot to fundraise to upgrade that playground. So your kids are going to be very excited to go out there. They're going to make that state-of-the-art playground. And, you know, we were talking about being healthy and being active and exercising and eating right. I mean, what a great place to go and just walk.
Is it about a half? It's about a frisbee, about a third of a mile or half a mile, a lap around it. So you can keep your eye on the kids while you're walking around the track.
Yeah,
that's what's so great about it. You can get your walk in.
And Chris Hawley does a great job out there.
Yeah, and what about the dog park? Exactly. People need to know about the dog park.
Yeah.
When
I go there to see the movies, I always get there early so I could just hang out and watch the dogs for a while. Yeah. It's great.
Well, I've been so busy. I've got to be more intentional about going out there. So we're going to have to go, Ben, and listen to Jeff and Ryan on the 27th, 7 o'clock Friday.
Yep.
Out at Heritage Park. So I thank you for coming on this morning and sharing that. You know, I love to have a lot of activities to do, especially in the fall. This is my favorite time of year. So these are free. Can't beat free. Wow.
Yeah,
right?
You can't beat free.
Okay.
Especially when it's fun.
Yep.
And that's what it's all about. Hey, Jeff, let me ask you a question. What's your favorite song that you play that everybody would know?
And shame on you for not bringing the guitar. Okay.
Yeah, we're really mad about that.
Well, you're talking about popular music?
We're talking about just what's your favorite.
Start with your favorite and then
Well, of course, you know, I loved the Beatles.
I do too.
You know, and the Stones and all of those. I love those groups.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to, years ago when he came out with his first album, I think it was Nielsen, had a beautiful album called Aerial Ballet. With those, which were jazz tunes, and this is in the 60s, and that always kind of stuck with me.
Well, for our listeners out there, I'm sure they can tell your accent. You're not from here, and you were sharing with us you're from New York, right?
Yes, I grew up
in New
York.
So how did you get here? Let's hear that quick.
Okay, well, let's see. I left New York in the 70s, and I ended up in the Midwest, where I played with several bands.
Okay, so you've been doing this your whole life.
Yeah, and I was playing bass, not guitar.
Yeah.
I was playing guitar also. We didn't have a bass player, so me and the guitarist would kind of swap back and forth until the guitarist quit, and we got another guitarist who was so good, I thought, hey, you play guitar, I'll play bass.
Right.
And I really enjoyed playing the bass. And then eventually I ended up in West Tennessee, where I met my wife, which was a really good thing to happen for me.
That's good.
And
I hope she's listening.
And anyway, we ended up down here in Ringgold because she was actually born in Chattanooga but raised in Ringgold.
Okay, awesome.
And we've been here. I've been in Ringgold now, I think, maybe 14 years.
That's awesome. Well, we're looking forward to coming out and hearing you and Ryan on September 27th, 7 p.m. Friday at Heritage House, and we will be back here right after the break.
Maybe you've had a situation like this.
Hi, I'm Luke Raby with Paul Bunyan Tree Service. I've lived in Ringgold my whole life. We bought a house in 2011. We got it financed in a local bank.
And what was your experience with the bank?
I feel like they took advantage of us because we didn't know the mortgage process and my payment was too high.
So Luke, what'd you do next?
So I called Ben Phillips at Home Rate Mortgage. He saved me $1,500 a month on my house payment.
And how did Ben and his staff at Home Rate Mortgage treat you?
My experience at Home Rate Mortgage was awesome. They treated me just like I treat my customers.
So what did your wife say to $1,500 a month? How'd she react?
She said that she couldn't believe that we saved that much money.
Let Luke's story be your story. Call Home Rate Mortgage today, 805-9100. That's 805-9100. And remember, there's no cost and no obligation to find out exactly how much you can save today.
Turn a house into a home.
Listen up, y'all. I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money, and if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now. 805-9100. We just helped a North Georgia teacher. Her mortgage rate was too high. She had $31,000 in debt. She wanted to retire sooner. Many financial goals, folks, but she made the call to Home Rate Mortgage. 805-9100. We lowered her rate 1%. We paid off $31,000 in debt. We got her on the road to retiring faster. She saved her family $450 per month. The best part? She bragged about the Home Rate Mortgage experience. Folks, it's easy and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. There's no cost and no obligation. So why wouldn't you call? HomeRateMortgage.com, 805-9100. HomeRateMortgage.com.
You're listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on 106.9 FM. Easy, I should have said. Easy.
It's easy.
We like everything easy, 106.9 FM.
Who doesn't like it easy?
I'm telling you. And we have had a fun show today. We've talked about how important it is to eat right, live right, you know, work. I guess it's live, work, and play hard, right? And the right way. And then we had Jeff on talking about the free concerts out of Heritage House. Just a lot of exciting stuff going on in our community. It's been another busy week, Ben. We just got through this week. Lot of exciting stuff and then some very somber, sad stuff, too, this week. You know, I had the opportunity Tuesday to go out at the Tivoli, and we were talking about concerts and see Dwight Yoakam. How awesome was that?
He had some incredible, incredible songs.
I love the legends. I love all of our, you know, all of our old time. Yeah. It doesn't matter what, you know, we've been to see ZZ Top and all of them. We love, but it's like, you know, it always takes you back to that was the good old days, right? When you hear all that music that you grew up with and everything. And so, but then we also, this week, we reflected back on 9/11.
Right.
And I'll never forget where I was on that day. I was actually, if you can believe this, in another career altogether. I was worked in the medical field, and I was working at Hamilton Medical Center in Dalton. And I'll never forget those planes flying in.
Oh, man. I don't think anyone forgets exactly where they were when they found out, because that changed our lives.
It was like everything stopped. And everyone, the patients that were in the facility, the doctors, nurses, everyone just stopped what they were doing. And it was like everything was moving in slow motion from that point forward. And I remember the feeling of just wanting to be with my family, my kids. My kids were in school, and my mom was going to pick my kids up from school, and I could not wait. That was the longest day at work. I could not wait.
Yeah, we were captivated.
Yeah, I could not wait to get off work and get home to my family. And boy, did you not want to just hold your loved ones that evening. I'll never forget. And, you know, we should never forget. A lot of folks lost their lives that day. And, you know, New York, it's one of the places I love to go. And if you've never been to New York, now they have a memorial out there. They did this several years ago that is just all surrounded about what happened that day in 9/11, and they even do a replay on that flight 93, the Todd Beamer and the plane that went down in Pennsylvania. I mean, you want to talk about some brave folks that had heard what was going on in other areas and the other planes hitting, and they took that plane to the ground.
You know, even at the, especially like at the White House.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't even, like, when the first plane hit. They were all kind of coming together real slowly, not sure, you know, nobody knew it was terrorism the first plane.
I know.
Just thought it was some massive thing. And then all of a sudden it was 9:59 a.m.
Yeah.
I'll never forget, because I've read the transcripts and stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All of a sudden, as soon as they got that information, another plane has just hit the other tower. Or was it the same tower? Anyway, regardless.
Yeah. They were about 20 minutes apart,
They went into a mode of safety net.
Oh, yeah.
Because now they knew that there was an attack, and they didn't know when it ended. Yeah. They didn't know how big it was. And it was big. It was way bigger.
Oh, it was way bigger.
It was way bigger than just those two planes. And, you know, they had to go into bunkers in the right. White House. Right. And could you imagine being in their in a leadership position? All of a sudden, the Secret Service says, "You got to go right now." They're just dragging you exactly. down the hall. That's exactly. what happened.
Exactly.
That's what happened.
Well, and all those people not knowing what happened and trying to run for those, you know, run down the stairs of those two towers and get out.
I know.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. And you know, terrorism is alive and well. And I saw this week also where some of our soldiers, again, lost their lives in Afghanistan. We're not going to make a difference there, in my opinion. We need to get our soldiers home. You know, we're trying to really civilize a group of people that can't be civilized. And
wow.
I say get our soldiers home and get out of there. Because I think that the goal was to kill Osama bin Laden. We did that years ago. Let's get our soldiers back home.
Yeah. You know,
but anyway,
the American dream.
It's been a week.
The American dream is so unbelievable. And the reason why it's unbelievable is because we are the land of the free.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's thanks to the men and women. That 9/11 might have been a terrible, terrible event, but I think it makes us even prouder that we have this place, the way we live and the way we treat each other with respect and dignity and how we live with freedom. And that's a big deal.
Well,
because other countries don't have that. There's people living in other countries, Sabrina.
Right.
And they can't even think about real estate the same way we can here.
Well, and the one thing that you can say about that event and tragedies in general, it brought us together as a nation. You know, my mom and I went to New York shortly after that terrible event. We talked to some of the priests. That, you know, had folks coming into their church right there on Ground Zero where all this happened.
Wow.
And they just shared stories with us, and it's very heartwarming. But I tell you what, it brought our country back together, and it brought our country back to God. People got back on their knees, and they got back in their faith. And that's the only good thing you can say about a tragedy. And
right.
we do that, you know. It's almost like in our day-to-day actions, you know, we get so numb and so used to everything going on. And it's easy to lose focus on what's really important, and that is your family and your faith. You know, for me.
No doubt about it. It's what America was
founded on. And I appreciate the men and women. I appreciate our firefighters, our emergency personnel, our police officers, everyone that go out there every day to keep us safe. That means so much. And
ultimately, it's been a week. The men in blue and the firefighters, they give us confidence.
Right.
They give us that good attitude of knowing that, hey, we've got people that have our back.
Exactly.
And that's a good feeling. And I think that's what makes America so special.
Right.
So to all you men in blue and the firefighters out there and the politicians that you know, you need our support, because you have to make decisions every day that sometimes affect, you know, certain people, it's very impactful decisions, and we're trying to make good decisions that impact the community for the better.
That's exactly right.
So we should be praying for all these folks each and every day, and that can only make our spirit stronger.
Yep. And in addition to that, we need to pray for our children. We need to pray for our children. And speaking of children, we're going to get on real estate now. You might be amazed how important schools, and I'm talking about good schools, play, because they play a major impact in the real estate industry.
They really do.
And, you know, I was reading an article put out by the National Association of Realtors talking about just how important schools are to families looking to buy a home. And, you know, luckily, our area, as you know, we have many outstanding schools, and there's been a lot of good news just around the Department of Education and what the superintendent has shared recently. I think 45 out of 70-some schools, they've seen tremendous growth, where we ranked a 5.
Yes.
And that means we've grown that much in just, you know, in student improvement and achievement. And that is so important to our area, especially to our industry. Because I'm telling you, if our schools are not strong, if they're not, you know, if parents don't have confidence that their kids are getting a good education, well, guess what? Nobody wants to buy a home in a school zone.
Period.
Yeah, that's failing. Nobody.
Point.
So buying and moving into a new home is already stressful, as you know, but moving with school-aged children, which you have, mine are grown, adds an entirely different set of requirements and stresses.
Amen.
You know that. So the National Association of Realtors was looking at this, and of course they said that schools play a critical role in purchasing decision of buyers with children. As a matter of fact, 50% of buyers with children say the quality of a neighborhood school district is important. compared to 11% of buyers without children. Convenience and proximity to schools is also a crucial consideration to buyers with children, with 45% saying it is an important factor, and just 6% of buyers without children agreed. And this is so interesting, too, what they found in this article, because we talked about, we think baby boomers and millennials are going to be driving the market throughout the rest of the year and into next year. And I can see that just in the buyers I'm working with, the sellers looking to downsize. But this group, you know, the group that has small-age children, school-age children, when they're choosing a home, buyers with children tend to purchase larger homes. So those baby boomers looking to downsize, this is a good opportunity for you to market to these people, because guess what? The average buyer with children under 18 purchased at least a 2,100 square foot home.
Wow.
So
2,100.
That's at least.
Yeah, minimum.
And here's what they're looking for. 4 bedrooms, 2 baths, minimum.
4-2.
So for any of the baby boomers looking at, you know, this is a huge market for you. And especially.
And for all the builders out there.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to be building at least three bedrooms out in the country. You know, you got a septic tank, so you usually go in 3 bedrooms, but with an additional bonus room that can become that 4th bedroom.
Exactly. I thought this was so interesting, though. The average buyer with no children, they're looking for 1,750 square feet or less. They're looking to downsize. And this is true. I mean, this is, and they're looking for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, something easier to manage. But both groups prefer a single-family detached home. They're not looking for condos and townhomes. They're looking for a single-family detached home.
I know. I've actually seen that same data in a lot of different places, and I've definitely experienced it here mm-hmm. in the East Brainerd and Ottawa, even outskirts. But millennials do want to buy. They're starting to look at the suburbs more.
Yeah.
And I think it's because downtown is just overpriced.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to say that. I mean, I mean it directly.
Yeah.
It's overpriced. I mean, I can't. $200 plus a square foot.
I know.
Is just I mean, that's what you buy at the beach for, you know?
But you know what I've noticed about millennials, and I've just...
They're smart.
They're smart, but I just sold to 2 very recently. They're not as picky about what area and location they live in. They're more open. I mean, I've noticed that. You know, it's like somebody my age, we know exactly where we want to be, what area, and nothing else will do. They're very open, and that makes it a little more challenging, because as a realtor, you're trying to figure out, everybody wants to please their client.
Yeah.
When you're sending them homes to look at, you want to be very specific, okay? You don't want to send them homes in the East Brainerd area if they're wanting to live in Saudi Daisy. So, but they're open, which I think is, I mean, they're just very open-minded, very smart, like you said, but that is amazing to me that they're not as picky.
Yeah, and speaking of which, if there's millennials out there right now, you know, in the next segment, I'm going to be going over interest rates, mm-hmm. Mortgage payments. It is exciting stuff. So when we come back, we'll be hitting up more on...
What are rates this week?
Well, you know what? I'm going to save that for just a little bit, but I'm going to go over specific payments on the current interest rates, but I'll give you a hint. It's not in the force.
Well, when we come back, let's talk about rates, and let's also talk about why it's so important to shop around for the right mortgage and to compare.
We'll be right back.
And with us is Jimmy Plumley, a sergeant with the Chattanooga Police Department. Jimmy, why were you looking for a mortgage company?
We decided that we wanted to find a house with a level lot, so we decided we want to sell ours and buy another one.
And why'd you choose Home Rate Mortgage?
We had heard the commercials on the radio, a little bit of investigation on the computer. We had actually used Spin before to do a refinance. They were very wonderful to work with.
And before you went to Home Rate, did you seek help from the banks?
We talked to a couple banks, but this didn't really feel welcome. You got the feeling like you were the number. You had to go through the dial one for this and do this.
And how did Ben and his staff at Home Rate Mortgage treat you?
It was easy. You just felt like you could contact Ben and Lindsay and be able to actually get a hold of them and talk to them.
So, Sergeant Plumley, what did you do with all the money you saved?
We bought an older house in the Hickson area. We're going to take the money and put it back into the house and do some upgrades.
I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100 or homeratemortgage.com.
Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. Families all over Tennessee are calling Home Rate Mortgage right now,
with these amazing 9-month low rates and paying off their high interest credit card debt into one low fixed rate mortgage payment. And check this out. We just helped a retired court reporter who lives in Ottawa. We paid off her mortgage and $7,000 in credit card debt and saved her family $400 per month while, get this, giving her $10,000 additional cash out for home improvements so that her grandson can live with her. It's easy, and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. And if you're at your desk like me, get a quick quote at homeratemortgage.com.
Now back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour with all things real estate. Well, almost all things real estate. I mean, today we have gone around the world. We've gone from real estate to education to music.
Yeah.
Nutrition. Nutrition. And of course, somber memories, September 11th. Yeah. I mean, it was exciting stuff, Dwight Yoakam, and that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, just another fun pack. I think this is more of an entertainment show.
Well,
we get to talk to all of our friends
is,
in Chattanooga.
Well, the thing is, we're always going to talk about what's going on in the real estate market and what's going on with mortgages.
Always supporting our local businesses.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're always going to keep everybody up to date in the latest and greatest things. Remember that a few weeks ago we talked about that really neat, you know, you pay cash for an investment property and then you get all your money back?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so we talk about some really cool things on the show. That's called delayed financing.
Exactly.
And anyone out there that wants to know more about delayed financing, hey, give us a call. We'll give you the number here in just a few minutes.
So what are the rates this week?
All right, so the 30-year rate today with a 720 score is 3.6%.
Unbelievable.
So, you know, we're
still
they're
low.
They're just hanging down. And I believe we're going to hang down for about 5 or 6 months, folks.
I think we're staying down.
And if you think that means you can be patient, think again.
Right.
think again.
Well, I'm going to recommend something. And, you know, I don't recommend this without telling people, hey, it's important to choose the right person. When you are making probably the biggest decision you will ever make, and that's purchasing a home, you should work with the right professional. And I mean not only your lender, but your real estate agent. You know, I tell people, interview 2 or 3 agents, because I'm not worried to go out and compete for someone's business. I'll sit down and I say, I have told sellers, you should interview 2 to 3 agents. You've got to go with who you think you can partner with and who you're comfortable with getting the job done. Because the thing is, I know that if we're on the same page, me and the seller, we're going to get the job done. Same thing's important when you are looking for a lender. And Ben, I know you'll agree with this because you're not afraid to compete because you know HomeRate can compete very well. And in most cases, you'll either match or beat the competition.
Absolutely.
And that's why I send all my folks to you. But I was reading an article about how people fail to shop around for a mortgage. Mm. And how I mean, I'm telling you folks, you should get on the phone and compare. Not just for the property, not just, like I said, for a realtor when you're selling your property, but for financing. It seems that most buyers would do this, but guess what? Findings from Fannie Mae and the National Housing Survey show that more than a third of home buyers did not shop around when selecting their mortgage lender. And guess what that means? That many people potentially missed out on saving thousands of dollars in savings. And when you think about financing over a 30-year term,
that can be $40,000 over the life of the loan. That's a year of your salary gone and out the window.
That's tremendous. Well, I tell you something, as realtors, I take this very serious and giving advice to all my clients on who they should choose. I send them to you because I say, even if you've been to another lender, I know HomeRate is going to match your beat because you guys do it every time.
Every single.
But here's what's interesting about this article. Do you know who's getting ripped off more than anybody?
Who's that?
Ladies, listen. Women.
Listen up, ladies.
Women are getting ripped off when it comes to shopping for a mortgage more than anybody. This study shows that women are specifically missing out on deals. The study shows that first-time buyers and repeat borrowers who are women reported being less familiar with all aspects of the mortgage process. Single women accounted for 20% of the 7 million home sales in 2018.
Wow.
That's significant. And researchers say they may have overpaid, listen, women.
Oh, my goodness.
Overpaid by more than $1 billion.
One?
Just by failing to shop around for a mortgage.
Billion.
Yep.
$1
billion. Yep. Just in 2018. And they were a fifth of the home buyers.
So what do you think? What do you think's going on there? Do you think they just have a relationship with their local banker and the bankers? You know, because
well,
I
they
see
said
high rates
single women. They said single women. Here's what I know, because I was a single woman for 10 years. These women, especially if they're mothers and they're in the workforce, which they are so busy.
Yeah.
Just, you know, trying to make a living.
They're pulling the
trying
dad.
Trying to raise
they're
the kids.
They're pulling the dad thing. They're pulling the mom thing.
That's right.
They're pulling
they're
it,
doing
all.
It all. That's they're taking care of the homework. They're taking care of, you
know. So they
know,
can't study up on mortgage
exactly.
loans and real estate.
Exactly. And so this is, for the predatory lenders, this yeah. is an easy market to get. Women, it's a phone call. I'm telling you, it's a phone call. And the first thing to do is to get with, I say it again, the right realtor, because they're going to look out for your interest.
Right.
You know, because that's usually what they do.
So why? So here's where the gap is.
Yeah.
So every woman out there, single woman yeah. right now, listen to the show, they know a realtor.
Yeah.
They know a realtor. It doesn't
right.
mean they're the right realtor.
Right.
But they're going to automatically think, well, I need to use that realtor because I know them.
Right.
How do you connect that into a shopping experience? I mean, how do you coach them into approaching that conversation with that realtor, because that realtor, since they're friends, they're expecting them to use them.
Right.
How do they approach them the right way? Because, you know, let's face it, not all the realtors are the same. In fact,
no, they're not.
80% of them, I wouldn't recommend.
Well, here's
like
what
that.
I say to consumers out there, male and female, is you first of all need to talk to a friend or family member and get a recommendation through them, because that's someone you trust. You know they're going to steer you the right way.
Right.
So you should talk to someone you know. Then don't just take that at face value. Start looking into that person. You know, go to their website.
Yeah,
look at their
Google.
Reviews. Go to Google. Go to Facebook. You know, talk to others that have used them. And then when you feel like you've selected the right person, well, guess what? They're going to look out for your best interest.
Well, yeah, and be upfront with them. Say, look, I'm looking to get real estate services, mm-hmm. but I'm not 100% sure who I'm going to be using yet. And I've got your name in the running. But don't oversell that you're going to work with someone when you're shopping for the right realtor. Because let's say it's, we'll call her Susie Q, and mm-hmm. you call Susie Q up. Well, you know, you need to call Sabrina Smedley up and get and interview her as well.
Right.
And that way you have a good indication of you kind of start feeling out people's knowledge.
Exactly.
Their experience and their own nurturing
right.
system.
Right.
And how they can talk to you about that. And let's face it, you know when you're talking to a great realtor, because they're going to make you feel comfortable right away on the phone.
Right.
And
exactly.
you're going to be like, wow, Val, that's a good point. I need to be thinking about that. When you do some takeaways on the phone, mm-hmm. if you hang up the phone with a realtor and you don't feel any smarter or you don't feel any more comfortable, run.
Right, exactly.
Run.
Well, and you know, throughout the entire process, probably the most important thing is communication. So you want to make sure that your realtor and your lender have a great working relationship, and that they communicate, and that they're communicating back to you about what's going on. I mean, that is so important. And how many times does that not happen?
You know, it happens all the time.
You know, it doesn't happen.
People that are falling apart.
Well, and you know what? I'm telling you, the right realtor will send you to the right lender, and they will guide you the right way. This is amazing, Ben. I've had people come and see me, or want me to come out and look at selling their house, and they went to a lender that they trusted trusted, or they wouldn't use them, and they didn't shop around. And I've seen folks that had loans with that didn't have a interest rate that was locked in, and guess what? Those adjustable rate mortgages, they come due. In some instances, I've seen folks where their house payments went up $300 and $500.
Ugh.
And these were young people,
all for the sake of making money.
Yeah. So here's the thing,
that's not building your reputation on a rock, is it?
You need whoever you choose in terms of a lender, you need them to talk to you about their rates, their fees, their points, and every component of that loan. And you need them to explain it to you in detail. And I like, and I just had Tara do this from home rate the other day with a millennial that we just got under contract. I said, send her the house qualified.
Options.
Yeah, the house qualified for a USDA loan, 100% financing. I said, send her side by side a comparison of a USDA loan, a conventional loan, FHA loan. Let her sit down, explain it to her, let her make the decision. And that's what people need to be doing. I mean, it's just like picking that realtor, sitting down, interviewing them, finding out how they're going to advertise your property. How are you going to promote my property? How are you different from Susie Q over here at, you know, ABC Realty? You should be asking all these questions. And I'm telling you, with technology and Google and all the stuff at our dispense, we can go on. If you don't know what questions to ask, Google it. I guarantee you can find out which questions to ask. Exactly. And start with your family and friends, because they're the best resource.
They really are. Your neighbors, and just no matter what, have a good attitude about it and make sure that everybody knows that, hey, you're going to work hard on this.
Right.
And put your best foot forward, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. It's about having a good attitude. It helps you with your decisions. And it helps you with the results.
And you know what kills me is so often, especially when you're sent down with someone buying a home, or even someone that has bought a home before, but they haven't bought one in years. They've been in their current home 20, 25 years.
They think it's the same
and
way.
People, yeah, and people take, well, and some agents and some lenders take for granted that these people, you know, have as much knowledge as we do, and they don't. So you have to kind of start from the beginning and walk them through the process. And what I find out so many times, especially if it's not a lender I work with all the time and they come to me to use me as a realtor, I'll say, hey, did your lender tell you you're pre-approved for this mortgage? Do not do anything that has any type of impact or effect on your credit whatsoever between now to closing.
Getting your credit pulled
so,
is a big no-no.
Right. So many lenders don't tell folks this. And, you know, you think about it. They're excited about this new home. They're out looking at new appliances. They're out looking at new furniture. Guess what?
And the salesmen are saying, oh, that doesn't affect your credit or your purchase.
Don't buy furniture from that guy, because that's a lie. But, I mean, so many times they're not warned. Don't do anything.
And you know what? That's why we don't just tell them verbally. We also put them on an automatic email as soon as they sign up. As soon as they sign up, literally an email says, please do not do this.
Yeah, I talked to a buyer this week. She said, thank you for telling me that. She was, I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah.
She said, thank you. So, and if you are out this weekend and you're thinking about either buying a home or selling a home, Sabrina Realty would love to come out and give you a free consultation. And you can reach us at 499-7780. Check us out at our website, sabrinarealty.com. Check out our reviews on Facebook. And if they want to get pre-approved while the rates are still low, Ben, tell them how to get in touch with you.
805-9100. It's a 10-minute call. No cost, no obligation. So the only question is, why wouldn't you call? And you know what, Sabrina? I just want to close with thank you for all that you do.
Not just for me
and my clients, but also for, you know, the things that you do for your family. It's very inspiring, engaged in the community. And, I'm so blessed to be a part of your team.
Well, thank you, Ben. Ditto. I think the same thing about you.
Folks, we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour with your hosts, Sabrina Smedley and Ben Phillips. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. only on Easy 106.9.